So cute, even when they're asleep. I must have worn them out last night. What with all the running and the fun we had. Oh, did you sleep well, little human? Oh, you're looking a little dazed. You look rather peaceful when you're asleep, you know. You look much more at ease and innocent when you close your eyes. So, do tell me, just how are you feeling after last night? Oh, you don't know what I'm talking about. Do you need a refresher? Hey, what's wrong? You can't do this with me. Well, it's a little late for that now, don't you think? And besides, we had a deal. Surely I needn't remind you that I could have you chained up in my dungeon, where I could use you as my personal blood bag. But yet, the fact remains that I've chosen not to. And the reason for that is because I knew you could be so much more, love. A moment of weakness, you say? Oh, jeez. You really don't like vampires, do you? Well then, I desire to know more about why not. Now, come on. Why are you looking at me like that, If I've said it once, then I've said it 100 times. Not all of us are terrible, and I refuse to get lumped in with the rotten cretins just because we share a penchant for the taste of iron. Now, tell me exactly what happened when you were young. I know there's something bothering you. I see. So I was right. You lost your family to vampires. I see. Well, humor me for a moment, pet. How about I try to explain things from my point of view? You see, you hunt vampires, but can you honestly say all of them were evil? I mean, yes, sure. I was going to kill you when we first met, but you were going to do the same. In fact, it was you who barged into my house. And yet, here we are, in bed, with you wrapped up in my arms. Warm, safe, and rather cozy, if I might say so myself. My point is that, well, maybe there's more to us. And you can deny it all you want, but that moment of weakness, as you call it, oh, my dear. You were enjoying being toyed with last night, and you cannot hide that from me. Oh? Lonely? Well, yes, I imagine you are, dear vampire hunter. But you don't have to be. I'm right here, after all. Huh? Why? Didn't I explain it to you last night? You, my dear, are very special. You are so unlike other humans. You came here undeterred by the traps and monsters in this castle. And then the look in your eyes, it's. My dear Hunter, you looked hurt, lonely, sad even. But no, there was something else. Determination, I think. Yes, you? Oh, my dear, you are fascinating to me. And let's not forget this body of yours. Oh, yes. I could run my hands across it all day. Oh. And that blush of yours is to die for. Ah, you go from fearsome vampire hunter to wayward child in seconds. Ah. Oh? The villagers? Oh, my dear, what about them? Oh, you mean them paying tribute to me? Well, honestly, I'm doing them a favor. They may not realize it, but they are under my protection. Oh, not sure if you believe me. Oh, do pray tell, do you have any idea what would happen to them if I hadn't staked my claim on them? Yes, another set of vampires would have preyed on them and. Oh, let me assure you, little human, they would not be asking for a measly tribute. Even if another group of vampires didn't attack them, there would be no end to the monsters around here that would be more than willing to prey on them. Oh, well, no. I wouldn't consider myself their savior, nor even their protector, really. Think of it more as a mutual benefit, you know? They get to go on living relatively peaceful lives, and I, well, I get a little bit of blood and money as payment. I mean, sure, they may not like it, but the alternative is far worse for them. And that, I can assure you. Ah, but I digress. Why don't we get up now, pet? I bet you've worked up quite an appetite after last night. Come now. I'm sure we can find something you like. Oh, no, it's nothing. I was just admiring the view. It's rather beautiful, don't you think? What with the sun, the clear skies, and the snow-capped mountains just there. Oh, you're wondering how I'm not burning up on the spot? Oh, it's simple, my dear. A copious amount of sunscreen will always do the trick. All right, all right. I'll tell you as a show of faith, my pet. Ah, well. You know what vampirism is, correct? Yes, a virus, to put it bluntly, and, well, viruses can mutate. And, just like you, my dear hunter, I am also quite a rare breed. The only one of my kind, in fact. All right. Now that I've told you something about me, I want to know something about you, little human. Do tell me how you'd feel about letting me get a drink from this decadent neck of yours. It's practically begging for my fangs. I did say I was a thirsty girl after all. Oh, I'm kidding. I can wait for now. Anyway, come this way. Through this door is the dining hall. Now, do tell me what I can get you. No, come on. Don't look at me like that. I know it's short notice, and I usually leave the cooking to my servants, but I'm sure I can make you something. Oh, muffins or cinnamon rolls? Oh, darling, please do eat something a little healthier than that. Now, how about I squeeze a few oranges for you and, oh, I don't know, then I can get you a few sweet rolls. Does that sound good? Lovely. Now, you wait right here and I'm gonna go into the back and go find you some food. All right? Yes, I'll be just a moment. You don't mind drinking orange juice from a goblet, do you? Ah, good. I didn't peg you for being too finicky. Here you are. My human. Are you all right? What is it? Oh! That? No, that's just an old painting of me at a gala with some of the other members of the court. It's nothing special, really. Oh, well, of course we would have meetings. How else would we discuss territory disputes and other claims like that? Besides, it also gives us an excuse to show off our wealth and tell over-exaggerated stories. My dear, is something wrong? One vampire in particular? Oh, the one right there? Well, he's a baron, if I recall. Lives in a small villa, just not too far from here, actually. I haven't really talked to him very much. I don't know. Oh, his name? I. Jeez. Was it Mal. Malcolm? No, that's not it. I think it began with an R. Roman. No. No. Ah, yes, now I remember. It was Ruvek. No, that didn't seem to do very much. Oh dear, you still look deep in thought. Now, just what is it? I mean, would you prefer that his name were Nosferatu? Oh, my dear human, please just tell me what is it about that gentleman that's got you so fixated? What did you say? The one who hired you to slay me? What? Why? I see. Well, I suppose I shouldn't be too surprised. It makes sense, even if I'm honest. With me gone, you see, he could lay claim to the village here, and, well, if you died, then, well, that's one less hunter for him to worry about, isn't it? Oh, Ruvek, you son of a... No. Listen, my pet. Are you sure it's him? Absolutely sure. Positive, you say? Well, good. I'll have a talk with the rest of the court about this. And, with any luck, they'll let me set up a play date so the two of you can catch up. And thank you for telling me. I'm more than grateful, truly. Knowing what I do about him, Ruvek will more than likely keep making attempts on my life. Well, unless I put him in the ground. Permanently. Although, perhaps he'd like to watch the early sunrise with me. Oh, wouldn't that be a delight? Oh, no, I'm sorry, sweet human. What were you saying? You'll help me? Oh, well, forgive my surprise, but just a bit ago you were wanting to leave me. And now you're willing to fight for me? Oh, so you believe me when I say that not all vampires are evil. You are a strange little hunter. But I will say you are definitely full of surprises. Now, come here. Yes, I knew you felt something for me. Oh, come on now. At least let me do this much. Oh, but I like picking you up. You look so adorable when I hold you up like this. Ah, yes. You might be an adult, but you're still very young for a human. Now, I'll let you down, but only if you say, "Please, mistress, let me down." No, oh, yes. Yes, I'm as serious as a heart attack, little human. Now, let me ask you again. Will you stay with me? Oh, on one condition. And what's that? I let you protect me? Well, if I'm honest, no one's ever demanded that of me. Oh, well, very well then, human. I accept. Now all we have to do is storm Ruvik's villa. No, but I guess I'll be leaving that to you. You are the professional vampire slayer, aren't you, my dear?